Make me a blessing. Make me a blessing out of my life. May Jesus shine. Make me a blessing, O Savior, I pray. Make me a blessing to someone today. Yes.
Hallelujah. I'm stirred, of course, by what we've just heard. Do you mind, Brother Ed, if I ask you a question? When you said the man who was so kind and gracious in inviting you in Cape Town, was it Amin? And as you were speaking, you said, we lost Amin and Amelia. What did you mean?
They lost interest because they could have been attracted by a community.
Uh-huh.
But it was not, I couldn't show them. And I didn't have the insight yet. Right?
I see. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And I'm more
I just want to read this yet. This is what Jesus said in the synagogue at Nazareth. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And as we know, he was quoting from Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, and in the 61st chapter, a passage, by the way, that I've heard Brother Luton preach on. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. And when Peter was preaching at Cornelius' household, you remember how he said that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good. He went about being, right? Doing good and being and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. I thought of that passage as you were speaking, and I pray that, God, you are with us, but Lord, help us to see and make us a blessing. Help us to be that community that you are wanting to raise up, to provide an alternative in this dark world, showing forth Christ. In the organization that Sarah works for in South Africa, or works with, she often uses that expression. They make visits in the homes of the poorest of the poor, and she says, we bring Jesus to them, or something like that. It's something that apparently they say there. We show them Jesus. We bring them Jesus. They get next to them. They provide an ear, a listening ear, and a shoulder to lean on. And I know that it's a blessing. And God wants us to have His heart healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Jesus wants to work that way through you and me. Would you say, brother, that the system of apartheid was of the devil? I thought you were going to say that. Healing those that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. So, Lord, we need your Spirit's anointing. We want to be more like the Master. We want to be. We want to be for you, Lord Jesus. Yes, we want to do for you. And you've called us to serve you, but we also want to be for you. Lord, to show forth your praises. You have called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. So I pray that you'll take the stirring of this morning and let it be translated in our lives into a being all for Jesus, a shining for him, that you may be exalted, as it says in Isaiah 61, that God may be glorified. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's sing More Like the Master I Would Ever Be. 277.
I think.
327. Thank you. It's in our... I bet it's in my downstairs auditorium book at that number. Thank you, Brother Paul. 327. Here's a prayer that we can pray from our hearts. Before we sing the last verse, let us pray for our brother and sister as they have to continue on their journey today. Dear Lord, we want to thank you for bringing Brother and Sister Luton here. We thank you for your goodness in their lives. We thank you for the blessing that you have made them through many years and also to us. And every time they've been here, you have used them to speak to our hearts, and not just through the words, Lord, but through what they are. We pray for your hand of blessing to be upon them. Give them safe travels, journeying mercies. And you who said to Moses, my presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. Let that be their experience as well today as they continue on the journey. Fill their hearts with joy as they visit their son, David, in Rhode Island, and daughter, Valerie, in California, and their families before they head back to South Africa. Lord, bless the ministry and the Bible school where our brother teaches. And Lord, strengthen them in body, soul, and spirit. Lay your hand upon our sister Barbara, we pray, and meet her need, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you that she could be here. Thank you. Thank you for your beauty that shines forth. I pray that you will just meet them, strengthen them by your grace, and quicken them by your life, Lord, in spirit, soul, and body, for the glory of your name. Thank you also that Brother Daniel and Sister Ming could be with us. We just pray your blessing upon them as they go from us also back to Maryland today. We pray that you will go with them. We know that you do, but we want them to be very conscious of that. So we just pray for a special manifestation of your presence. Fill them with your love and your joy and your peace and a bright hope, we pray. Thank you for all you've done for them. Make them a blessing in their church, we pray. And also bless Sister Doreen and Sister Susan. We pray that you will go with them. You know what they face as they return to their places. And we pray that you will be glorified in their lives. And Lord, stretch forth your hand. Intervene in their behalf. It says, the Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Lord, your mercies endure forever. And we know that you don't forsake the work of your hand, so we commit them to you and trust you to work in them and for them. Bless them and make them a blessing, we pray. Amen. And now let's stand and sing that last verse.
More like the Master I would live.
Thank you again, Lord, for your presence with us here this morning and for all that we have heard and experienced. We thank you for the challenge that has come into our life, and we pray that the Holy Spirit will not give us any rest until he gets the response out of our lives that he is looking for. God, put that into us again, we pray. You know our ministries. You know those that you brought into our lives and bring us in contact with. God, open our eyes. Make us to see them as you see them. And help us to see that these things that we term as natural, that you want to put your touch upon these things and to make them spiritual. Lord, like that prodigal son who returned to his father, no longer saying, give me, but now saying, make me. Oh God, take us. Make us like yourself in every respect. And we pray that the beauty of Jesus will be seen in our hands and our feet, as well as in the words that we speak and the love that we show. Now we pray that you'll bless our fellowship throughout this day, Lord. Thank you for brothers and sisters here and back home as well. We pray that you'll help us to fill our place in the family of God. Use us, Lord. We commit ourselves to you. And we keep our hearts open because we know that you're ministering moment by moment. Help us to hear you, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Yes. You too.